The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 1st Chapter, Text Number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in July of 1970 in Los Angeles.
Barihane sate prasna, hito lupa hitamanipa, atmavit sanamata pungsha, sutu vyadi su. Japara. This is a verse, the first verse in the first chapter of second canto Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdev Goswami came to the scene when Maharaj Parikshit was on the verge of his death. So he was perplexed what to do at the time of death. That is the critical position of our life. We may be very proud of our knowledge, of our acquisition, education, wealth, riches, so many things, material acquisition. But the critical time is death. Because whatever you have acquired by dint of your bodily labor, you have to leave them aside. And you have to open a second chapter of your life. Therefore, death is a critical point. People do not understand, neither there is any educational system, what is after death. That is the deficiency of the modern civilization. They do not know what is after death. Somebody will say that when this body is finished, everything is finished. There is no more life. Somebody will say, yes, there is life. Now, taking these two statements as not identified, not verified. Suppose, if there is no life after death, that's all life. Then why you are so busy in this life for making provision? Why you are thinking of your family, why you are thinking of your state, of yourself? You are making good bank balance, making will, so that my sons and generation will live peacefully. If your this body is temporary and finished after death, then why you are so anxious about your nation, of your society, of your family? Why you are wasting your time? That is the question. But if you think that there is life after death, then what provision you are making for that? These are the questions. So far, Vedic knowledge is concerned, life is not a spot. It is continuous. We learn it. This rudimentary knowledge is given in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. That najayate namriyate eva kadachi. My dear Arjuna, the living entity is never born, neither he dies. The death and birth is of this body, and your journey is continuation. Just like you change your dress, similarly you change your body, you get another body. Therefore, if we follow the instruction of acharyas or authority, then there is life after death, and how to make provision for the next life. Because this life is preparation for the next life. There is a Bengali proverb. It is said, bhajan karo, sadhan karo, motte janle. The purpose is that you may be very proud of your advancement of knowledge, material or spiritual, but everything will be tested at the time of your death. Because you are going to another stage. So Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by a Brahmin. He offended the Brahmin somehow or other. That was not an offense, an accident. Anyway, he was cursed by a Brahmin boy that within 7 days he'll meet with death. So he left his kingdom and entrusted the whole state to his sons, and he came out of home. He sat down on the bank of the Ganges, and because he was emperor, so many great sages, saintly persons, all assembled there, that the king was going to die within 7 days, so we must meet and give him words of solace. So the question was, what is now my duty? So long I was not aware of my death. Of course, everyone is aware of his death. Death is as sure as death. But under the influence of Maya, we think that we shall live. That is another wonderful thing. Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked by Jamaraj, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? So he replied, the most wonderful thing is this, that every moment millions of living entities have died, but when he is living, he thinks that I will not die. I will die. Everyone will die, but I will not die. This is the most wonderful thing. But death is as sure as death. So Parikshit Maharaj was given a 7 days notice that he died within 7 days. But so far we are concerned, we have no even 7 minutes notice. We do not know. At any moment we can die. Therefore, how much careful we should be, that is real knowledge. How much we must be careful, what is our duty before the next death comes. Death will come. Bhagavad says that labdha sudullamangam bhausambhavant. My dear human being, you have got this body after many, many evolutionary changes, from aquatics up to the civilized form of body. Labdha sudullabham idam bahu sambhavanti. After many, many births, you have got this valuable body, human form of body. Manasam arthadam. This body, human body, can give you the highest profit. Highest profit. In other body you cannot have. But in this body you can profit very highly. And what is that profit? Nisreshaya. The Bhagavad says that you try in this body for your highest benefit. Don't be encumbered by the present necessities of body. You just try for the highest benefits of your life. In many places these descriptions are there. In another place, it is stated, tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida nalabhate jad bhramatam parjadha. You are trying to go up and down. You are trying to go to the moon planet, sun planet, very high. Or you may try to go down. But there is one thing that you cannot get by simply traveling up and down. Bhamata uparjadha. You should try for that thing. Tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida nalabhate jad bhramatam uparjadha. Simply by traveling up and down, you cannot get that. Then what is that? Nisvesha, the highest benefit. And what is that highest benefit? The highest benefit is to stop your birth and death and go back to home, back to God. That is all. That you can have in this life. So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, he was learned, very highly elevated king, very pious king. So he called for all the sages to assemble and give him advice. Now what is my duty? I am now at the point of death. So somebody recommended something. Somebody recommended something, as there are many opinions in this world. Similarly, among the philosophers, among the religionists, among the transcendentalists, there are many opinions. But by chance, Sukadeva Goswami was present. So everyone agreed that whatever Sukadeva Goswami will recommend, my dear king, you accept, because he is liberated person. So Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, because Parikshit Maharaj belonged to the families of the Pandavas. He is the grandson of Arjuna. Therefore, they are Krishna conscious. Naturally, they are Krishna conscious family. So he inquired from Sukadeva Goswami that, is it not my duty to hear about Krishna only at the present moment? He inquired. He was confident that my duty is now to concentrate my mind fully on Krishna. At least I have got this chance of 7 days living. So long I was engaged in state management, kingdom management, family affairs, society, so many things. But at this point of death, I think I should fully concentrate my mind in Krishna. So when he said like that, Sukadeva Goswami was very glad, because he is also Vaishnava, he knows the science of Krishna. So he thanked him and he eulogized him. And therefore he says this verse, Buryan esa te prasna krita loka hitam nipa. My dear king, your question is very nice. Buryan. Buryan means excellent, super excellent. Buryan esa te prasna. Your question. Prasna means question. Super excellent. And you have done it for the benefit of the whole human society. Because you have made this question, and I shall answer. So, in future, the human society will hear, and they will be benefited. So, similarly, this answer which will be given by Sukadeva Goswami. That is not meant for only Parikshit Maharaj who was on the verge of death. It is meant for everyone. Because every one of us is on the verge of death, that we should know. We do not know when the death is overcoming us. So everyone, even a child, don't think that, oh, I am a young man, I am only 20 years old, I have nothing to do about Krishna. No. You are also needed, you must always know that death is just like waiting upon your head. At any moment, it can be finished. That is the instruction of Chanakya Pandit. Chanakya Pandit says that if you want to be a karmi, then you always think that I shall live forever. But if you want to be a transcendentalist, a seeker of perfection of knowledge in spiritual understanding, then you should always think that I am going to death next moment. I am going to die next moment. If the karmis think like that I shall die, then he will be discouraged. Then why am I working so hard? That's why Arjun said. Arjun took the position of a karmi when he was advised by Krishna to fight. He saw that I have to fight with my brothers and my grandfather and my nephews. Then after killing them, if I get the victory and get the kingdom, then what do I profit? This is karmic view. They want some profit to enjoy personally. Therefore, if they think that I am going to die next moment, then their karmi activity will be stopped. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit says that you think that you shall live forever. Although it is false. Just to give him impetus. But those who are transcendentalists, those who are after going back to home, back to Godhead, they should be serious and they should know that I am going to die at any moment. So, Bariyane Sate Prashna, Parikshit Maharaj is thanked by Sukadeva Goswami that, my dear king, you have put a nice question. And Lokahita, and it is very beneficial to the human society. Atmavit-sammataha. Why it is beneficial to the human society? Because this kind of prasna or question is approved by the Atmavit. Atmavit, the self-realized person. There are many questions and many answers. But the question and answer put by the self-realized person, that is first class. Therefore he said that your question is Akovit Sammataha, approved by the self-realized person. And Pungsham Sutubhyadisu Japparaha. And it is the sublime subject matter for hearing. Sublime, the highest, the topmost, the supermost subject matter, because we are always hearing. You have come here to hear something, or if you go to some other political organization, there also you will hear. If you go to some scientific organization, there also you will hear. If you go to your school, your college, you will hear. Because hearing is our process to acquire knowledge. So he said, the srutubhyadisu japparaha. There are many subject matters for hearing, but this kind of hearing is the supermost, and it is approved by the self-realized person, and it is beneficial to the human society. Then he said, Sotubhyadinigadinna nilang santi sahasra. Apasyatam atmatattam griheshu vyamedhina. This each and every word of Srimad Bhagavatam is full of meaning. If one word is explained, it will take 3 hours. For that much time we haven't got. We have to describe everything very shortly. So he says, yeah, my dear king, there are many subject matters for hearing. But he says that many subject matters for hearing for whom? Apasthatam atmatattam. Those who are blind for self-realization. For them there are many things, subject matters for hearing. Atmatattam apasthatam. Atmatattam means the subject matter of self-realization. Apasthatam. One who is not seeing. The difference between Krishna conscious person and ordinary person is that the ordinary person does not see what is the aim of his life. But a Krishna conscious person knows what is the aim of his life. That is it. Vidu-sartha-gatin-hi-vishnu. That is also explained. Ordinary person, they do not know what is actual their self-interest. Everyone is busy, self-interested, either individually or socially or communally or nationally. Everyone is self-interested. Without self-interest, nobody works. But what is that self-interest? The human society does not know. That is explained in the Bhagavatam. Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. They have lost the view of their self-interest. Why? Durasaya je bahiratha manina. They have got a false idea of becoming happy in this material world. They cannot be happy, but still they are hoping against hope. So many organizations are being manufactured, even the highest organization, the United Nations, to make the human society happy, but they have failed, because they do not know what is the aim of human life. Nate vidu, they do not know. Sarthagati, self-interested way. Why? Durasaya. Durasaya means, expectation, which will never be fulfilled. They do not know it. They are searching after peace and prosperity. And there is no possibility of peace without Krishna consciousness. That they do not know. There is no possibility, definitely, any man can come and he can challenge that there is no possibility of peace and prosperity without Krishna consciousness. That they do not know. Therefore, it is said, durasaya, the expectation, the hope, which will never be fulfilled. Bahiratha manina, attracted by the external feature. This material world is the external feature of God. It is called maya, illusion. It is compared with the mirage in the desert. Just like in the desert, the animal sees there is water. And he runs after the water. And as he runs, the water also advances, the animal also advances. And at a time when he becomes fatigued and tired, he dies. So similarly, by material advancement of knowledge, we are simply after that mirage, water in the desert. Where is water in the desert? It is simply illusion. Sanate vidusathatatini Vishnu. Therefore, those who are not searching after Vishnu, or those who are not serious about becoming Krishna conscious or God conscious, they are simply after like that. Mirage, water in the desert. Nate vidusathatatini Vishnu. Durasayaji bhairattama manina. Andhadathandhairuponiyamana. Then what about this leader? Everyone has got some leader. This political leader, that political leader, that religious leader, that philosophical leader, scientist leader. So many. They are leading. Come on now. So, Bhagavad says, Andhadathandhairuponiyamana. Tepi satantra urudami badhya. These leaders, they are blind and they are trying to lead other blind men. So what is the result? If your eyes are open, then you can talk of others, other blind men. Please come along with me, I shall cross the road. But if you are yourself blind, then how you can lead other blind? So the leaders, the blind men, leaders, they are leading other blind. Andhadathandhairuponiyamana. Ste isatantra urudami baddha. Although the leaders and the led both are tightly knot by the laws of nature. This is the position. Therefore here it is specifically said that subject matter for hearing, there are many, many for whom apastatam atmatattam, those who are blind for self-realization. Griheshu grihamedhina. Griheshu means in household affairs. Grihamedhina. Grihamedhi, there are two words in the Vedic literature. One is called grihamedhi, another is called grihastha. Grihastha means householder. And grihamedhi means living in the house, but his aim is sense gratification. And grihastha means, grihastha is also an ashram. According to Vedic civilization, there are eight divisions, varnas, four varnas and four ashrams. Four varnas means division of social order. The Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas and the Shudras. Similarly, there are four orders of spiritual advancement. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. The spiritual advancement division is called ashram. So, Grihastha ashrama means one will live with family, husband, wife, children, but the aim is Vishnu. He is Grihastha. It doesn't matter, sannyas ashram, just like we have accepted sannyas ashram. So aim is Krishna. Similarly, if one lives as Grihastha with family, living, it depends on one's choice. If you think that accepting sannyas ashram is better to advance in Krishna consciousness, then you accept it. Don't accept it simply to make a show. But if you think that if I live within family member, that will help me more in Krishna consciousness, then live in that way. There is no obligation that you have to become a sannyasi or you have to become a brahmachari, then you can realize. No, any platform, if your aim is Krishna and Vishnu, that is your self-interest. That is your self. But they do not know what is the self-interest. So either he becomes a sannyasi or grihastha, it is all useless. Because his aim is missing. Therefore, we should have the aim. What is the aim? The aim is Vishnu, and one who has accepted this fact that my life, it will be perfect when I become fully Krishna conscious, they are called Atmavid. One who knows the importance of his self. So, here, that is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhavasadvita buddhi rekeha kurunandana. Bahushaka jhantascha buddhi abhyavushayana. Those who are fixed at, one who is fixed at, that this is the aim of my life, his business is what? Take it. And one who is not fixed at, abhyavushayana, one who has no definite aim of life, bahushaka jhantascha, he is manufacturing different types of knowledge. This knowledge will satisfy me, this knowledge will satisfy, this knowledge will satisfy. No, no knowledge will satisfy you, so long you are blind to see your self-interest. So, Parikrit Maharaja, Sukhdeva Goswami, apasatam grihesu grihamedhina. He has used this very word, grihamedhi. Grihamedhi means, just like in the ordinary sense, at the present day, a householder means, his aim is that I should have a nice apartment, I should have a nice car, and I should have a nice bank balance, my wife should be very nicely dressed, my children should be nicely educated, and this way, simply. But what is the aim of life, he does not know. He is called Grihamedhi. But one who knows that the dressing of my children or my wife or having a good apartment or having a car, these are superfluous. My aim is how to achieve the highest perfection of life, becoming Krishna conscious. That is Grihastha. He may remain with family and children, but his aim being fixed up on Vishnu, he is Grihastha. Grihastha ashram. That family life is also ashram. Just like this temple you can call it is ashram. Similarly, any person living with family, but the aim is how to understand Krishna, he is a Grihastha. And one who is missing that point, simply thinking how to materially become happy, that is not possible, but he is after that, that Maya illusion. He is called Grihamedhi. Therefore, this very word is used here, Grihesu Grihamedhinam. So what is the business of Grihamedhi? That is explained here. Nidraya hiyate naktam dvabayane cha baya divachate hayarajan kutumma bharanena va. But those who are blind to their self-interest, or those who are not taken to Krishna consciousness, those who do not know what is the aim of life, their business is like this. What is that? The business is that nidra hiyate naktam. At night, they will sleep or have sex pleasure. This is nice business, because there are two things, day and night. So nice business is sleeping and sex enjoying. And diva chaati bhayarajan. At daytime, where is money? Where is money? Where is money? Ply your motor car this way, and that way. Find out where is money. All I get this money, then stop. No, he said, nidra hyada, divacharte haya rajan, kutumma bharanena va. And as soon as he gets money, then immediately there is list, what to purchase for my wife, what to purchase for my children, what to purchase for this, for this, for this. Store, going to the store. So this is day's business and night's business. Then where is the opportunity for self-realization? If you spoil your day and night like this, then where is the possibility of self-realization? Where is your time? This is the business of Grihamedi. But a Grihastha, who is Krishna conscious, from the very beginning of rising from the death at 4 o'clock, he is anxious how to perform Mangalarati. And immediately he goes to the deity room, with children, with husband or wife, and cleans the deity room very nicely, and changes the dress of the deity, and offers flowers, because at 6 o'clock there will be immediately kirtan. So just after rising from the bed, his business becomes Krishna. And the whole day and night, up to 10 o'clock, he is engaged in this way. So what we dream at night? Simply Krishna. Therefore, his business is 24 hours, Krishna consciousness. And the Grihamedi, he is simply engaged in day and night how to satisfy the senses. That is the difference between Grihamedi and Grihastha. Just try to understand these two words. Griha means house. House, what is house? These four walls and a ceiling, that's all. So we are also living. This room is now called sanctuary, because you are talking about Krishna, and you can make it a drinking club also. The room is the same, but when the business is different, it is called sanctuary, and when the business is different, it is called a brothel. So to remain as Grihastha, as householder, is not condemned, but it should be Krishna conscious. Just like in our society, there are some of them are Grihasthas, some of them are brahmachari, some of them, like that, the four ashramas, there is nothing condemned, because the aim is Krishna. If the aim is Krishna, then your life, your interest is all right. If the aim is not Krishna, then you are losing the opportunity of this human form of life. Thank you.